Audio 2.2.
Henry Box Brown was born a slave in 1816 in Virginia. From the age of 15, he worked at a tobacco factory. His owner, a man named William Barrett, treated him kindly in comparison to some slave owners. Brown received payment for the work he did, and, unlike other slaves, he didn't suffer physical abuse. But his was a different kind of suffering. In 1836, when Brown was in his early 20s, he fell in love with a young woman named Nancy, who was owned by a different master. In order to get married, they needed both masters' agreement. Both gave their permission, and Nancy's master also agreed that he wouldn't sell her to another owner, as this might lead to the couple's separation. The two got married and lived in their own house. They had three children together and were expecting another, when one day Nancy's master broke his promise, and she and the children were sold to a slave owner in North Carolina. Brown asked his master, Barrett, to help, but was told, "You can get another wife." The next morning, Nancy and the children were marched through the streets with 350 other slaves. Brown held his wife's hand for 4 miles until the slaves were herded into wagons for their journey to North Carolina. They never saw each other again. This terrible loss made Brown determined to escape slavery, and one day he came up with the idea of mailing himself to freedom in a box. With the assistance of two friends, he contacted the anti-slavery organization in Philadelphia and made arrangements for them to receive the package. He asked another friend, who was a carpenter, to build him a box that was 3 feet long, 2.5 feet deep, and 2 feet in width. On the outside, Brown painted, "Right side up with care," and squeezed himself inside. Brown had water in the box and breathing holes, but the 27-hour journey, during which he traveled on 3 trains, 2 boats, and 3 road wagons, was horrendous. At one point, he almost died after he had been sitting in an upside-down position for several hours. Amazingly, he survived the journey. And after he arrived in Philadelphia, he was free. He became a member of the anti-slavery movement. Also, because of the extraordinary courage and determination that he had shown, his story became famous. And the box itself became a symbol of the injustice of slavery.